A trial has opened in The Hague for former Bosnian Serb Army commander Ratko Mladic. He's accused of Europe's worst war crimes since the Second World War. Entering the courtroom, Mladic gave a thumbs up and clapped his hands. Faces a range of charges, including genocide and the massacre of more than 7,000 Muslim men and boys at Srebrenica in 1995 during the Balkans War. The acting mayor of Srebrenica, Chamil Durakovic, explained how it felt watching Ratko Mladic enter the courtroom.
I see it as a historical moment for Bosnia-Herzegovina since General Ratko Mladic was the commander of the army of Republic of Srpska, and also he was sent here from Serbia to be a commander.
Mladic was arrested last year after 15 years on the run, and who better than Dan Damon to help us understand what that means? Dan reported on the Balkans War for years and is host of World Update for our partner, the BBC. Dan, good to talk to you.
Yeah, very good to talk to you.
First of all, remind us of Mladic and his role during the war, why he is facing such serious charges.
He was the commander of what became the Bosnian Serb army, which grew out very rapidly as Yugoslavia fell apart in the early 90s, grew out of the Yugoslav National Army, or the People's Army, and that was an extremely well-armed force. It had grown up in the Cold War. They had lots and lots of equipment, and the Serbs very rapidly took over most of that equipment. The country of Bosnia, which declared independence in 1992, it was ethnically mixed. The Bosniaks, as they call themselves, the Muslims, the Croats, the Catholics, and the Orthodox Serbs. But the Serbs were determined, or at least a group of nationalists, of which Mladic was one, they were determined to take control of as much of Bosnia as they could and then ally it with Serbia, with Belgrade, its capital. And they began this war, and I think there's no doubt that they were, in the beginning, they were dividing the country deliberately. But of course, what Mladic said and his political leader, Radovan Karadzic, was that they were defending Europe against kind of Muslim invasion that they threatened was coming and so on. It became very bitter, very nationalistic and very bloody. And the Serbs in the early years, early months of those of that war, they captured as many of the fighting age Muslims as they could. And Mladic was undoubtedly the leader of that operation. Now, he would claim that it was part of a legitimate war and his aims were reasonable. But that's what we'll be being tested in the court, Celeste.
You know, I wonder, what is it about this man that makes him such a polarizing figure? I mean, obviously, the war crimes, but he wasn't the person solely responsible for what happened during the Balkans War. Some people still consider him to be a hero. They idolize him. Other people see him as the almost monstrous, ogreish figure.
Indeed, he is the perfect soldier as far as his upbringing and his background are concerned. The Serbian word for war is Rat. His name is Ratko. That means warrior. So you can tell what he was bred for. And he was, when I met him at the Lukovica barracks, the barracks just outside Sarajevo, when a Russian delegation in the early months was trying to negotiate in the summer of 1992. And he struck me then as just being a perfect soldier. You might almost say in the Soviet model. Of course, Yugoslavia broke away from the Soviet Union, but he had that very stiff bearing, very much a big man, wearing a traditional Serbian hat. He was a warrior, no doubt about it, and he took orders. Now, superior orders is no defense, of course, and if that's one of the things that the defense will try to argue, that he did what he was told and he didn't do anything worse than that, well, that may not work, but he certainly is the kind of soldier who would take orders, and that's why, as you say, he is still honored in Serbia. I think it's in doubt what proportion of the population now wants to keep on celebrating this man and what he did, because they want to join the European Union, they want to develop their economy. They're not going to do that by living in this kind of gruesome past of 20 years ago. But there are plenty of people in Serbia who do think that he is a noble Serb. He defended Serbia against, as he said, the Turks. He used this word Turks against the Bosnian Muslims, because they're not Turks. They're completely different ethnically, but they're Muslims because the Turkish Empire Empire was there hundreds of years ago. So all of that kind of racial stuff, he defended Serbia in the face of what they saw as a potential disaster for the Serb nation. As I say, how many believe that now? It's really hard to say.
We're speaking with Dan Damon, our friend who hosts World Update for our partner, the BBC. You know, the last time we spoke to you, Dan, it was about the anniversary of the siege of Sarajevo. And you talked about how that still haunts many people there, how it still affects people's lives. And I wonder what part the trial of Ratko Mladic may have in helping people find some kind of closure.
I think it's very important. I think the truth is still to be told. I think a lot of stories, a lot of justice is still waiting to be uncovered. I think we have a clip, Celeste, of the prosecutor's opening statement, and this gives you some indication of the depth of the brutality, the horrors, the tragedies that people went through. Let's hear to this. This is the prosecuting counsel, Dermot Groom.
Crimes of sexual violence were an integral part of the process of taking over and ethnically cleansing Bosnia. While women were most often targeted for such crimes of terrible violation, men were also victimized. Sometimes the perpetrators sexually assaulted the victims. On other occasions, the perpetrators forced the victims to perform sexual acts on others.
And that's just a part of what this war still holds as the darkest memories for people there in the Balkans. The use of rape as a weapon of war, I mean, tragically, we see that in other places too. But it was, I think, perhaps for the first time in a long time, suddenly in our headlines then back in the 90s, that people were being abused in this way. Because what the Serbs wanted, the Serb nationalists wanted, was for those who were not Serb to move away, to leave those areas so they could be, as the horrible phrase says, ethnically cleansed. Now, what I suspect, and we don't know the way the defence will lay out its case yet, Celeste, but what I suspect those who are arguing on behalf of Ratko Mladic will say is that that wasn't a policy. It happened because horrible things happen in war, but it certainly wasn't a policy. But there is a lot of other detail on the way that people were rounded up, marched away, some of them thrown in the river, a lot of them found years later in mass graves. They're still finding bodies. There's another one found only recently in a mass grave, just to be buried just a few days ago in Sarajevo. So, you know, all of that will come out in the trial.
All right, Dan Damon, our friend, obviously, and also host of World Update for our partner, the BBC, reported on the Balkans War for years, and he's talking about the opening of the trial in The Hague of former Bosnian Serb Army commander Ratko Mladic. Dan, thanks so much.
Celeste, thanks a lot.
Thank you.